You say album.
Do I say album?
Mm-hmm. A lot. Not every time.
Well, why don't you tell me these things when
I'm
say
trying
it?
To
album?
Dish them out.
I say album?
You'll hear it. You do it. Carrie does it, too.
Album.
Yeah. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan here with Robin Hilton. And we just, it was only hours ago, right, that Sam Bean, yeah. Iron Wine, came alone with his acoustic guitar and dazzled us with new music.
Just the loveliest voice. Just absolutely lovely.
So that Tiny Desk concert will go online right about the time the album comes out. And the album comes out on the 25th of January. The new album's called Kiss Each Other Clean. So how about we play a song from it? It's a great record. He did it with members of Caliphone, which are Chicago-based musicians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I honestly haven't spent a lot of time with the record yet, but loved the songs that he did at the Tiny Desk performance, and I want to hear what you got.
Let's play a song right from the album.
Trees and all our footprints in the snow and the evening glow leaving. Low night noise in the winter time. I wake beside you on the floor, counting your
think of an album that Iron and Wine did, like Our Endless Numbered Days, and the spareness of that record. How do you compare that to something that's obviously so much more richly orchestrated with this? Do you like this the same, more?
I think that one got me by surprise.
Our Endless Numbered Days.
Yeah, very much so. We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know, right? And so I think I come at him different ways. I like what he's doing. Flutes and so forth are not normally my cup of tea. I've enjoyed listening to the record, and I like the context that he's putting it in, and lyrically, the guy just keeps growing and growing. So, and what a sweet voice.
He's a poet.
Yeah.
You can hear the entire record performed live. We've got a video of the band performing it live on the website that we got from WNYC, a recent performance they did. We streamed the whole thing live, and it's now archived on
live
the site.
Live first listen.
A live Very first cool. listen, yeah.
That was pretty brave of that band and Sam Beam. Thank you, Iron and Wine. What do you got?
Well, this is a band that has been a favorite of mine for a long time, even though I've struggled with them in recent years, and that's R.E.M., and I'm not sure you can overstate how important this band has been for, you know, folk-flavored rock and art rock.
Listen to the New Decemberists.
Yeah, over the years. Exactly, the New Decemberists record. But I have questioned the sort of the relevance of R.E.M. Their last several albums were very hit or miss for me. And it's been a long time since I fell in love with a complete R.E.M. record. But this new one may be the first one that I completely fall for, you know, the first one in
That's
a long time.
That's such good
time.
News, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's so nice to you know, you have a band that
you
has
root,
been...
You root for
Yeah,
them,
you root, you want your one of your favorite bands to come through. And this new one is called Collapse Into Now. And I've only gotten through it once, but I loved what I heard. And I want to play the song that we already have up on the blog if people want to hear it, but maybe haven't gotten a chance to, from R.E.M. and Collapse Into Now. It's called Oh My Heart.
The kids have a new take, on faith. Pick up the pieces, get carried away. I came home to a city half erased. I came home to face what we faced. This place needs me here to start. This place is the beat of my heart. Oh my heart, oh my heart. Oh my heart.
Oh, REM, I'm so glad they're still there. And this record comes out March 8th. It's called Collapse Into Now. I think their best record in maybe 10 years.
I don't know if I ever told you my REM story.
This is a band.
The band I used to be in started a record label, bunch of friends, 9.5 by 16 records. And then we had other friends for our label. And so one of the bands that we signed for our label in the late 70s was a band called REM. And my friend Greg Strempke, who was the leader of REM, I remember so clearly sitting on the front stoop of the old 930 Club. And he says, I want to talk to you. He says, I'm really worried. There's this other band in Athens, and they're called REM. And I said, Greg, you know, there are lots of bands out there. I wouldn't worry. They're not going anywhere.
There's no way that band is going to make it out of Athens, Georgia.
Thankfully, Greg didn't listen to me. He named his band Egoslavia. Smart guy. Smarter than I, for sure. And
Well, what else do you got?
You remember, maybe it was 5 years ago, we played a music by someone called Six Organs of Admittance, a hard name to forget.
Yeah, absolutely remember.
Very cool, wonderful music. And Ben Chesney has been making music as Six Organs of Admittance for a while. So I'm always attracted to his music because I like textures in music. And he goes right for it for me, and he hits my ears in a way that is just perfect because there's mystery in it, enough of a hook to hang on to. Sometimes it's in the acoustic guitar, but it's right there. It's right at my sweet spot. He's got a new record out, Ben Chesney, under Six Organs of Admittance. The record is called Asleep on the Floodplain. It's more acoustic than any of the records he's ever done. And this is a song, he wrote it for a film. The film, I don't think it ever happened. But here's a song that he was left with. It's called Hold But Let Go.
Thank you.
you know, if the trend from bedroom recordings starts to disappear as we see it more and more people, I mean, Sam Beam's a good example. I'll miss that. I'll miss, they've particularly great headphone records almost always. And I think because more often than not, people recording on their own need to throw on their headphones so they don't get feedback and leakage from, you know, other sources. Anyway, lovely record to put on the headphones, Six Organs of Admittance. The record comes out on the 22nd of February. It's the album's called Asleep on the Floodplain. What do you think?
There is a real intimacy with that kind of a recording that I don't think you get any other way. I remember Six Organs of Admittance. Years ago, we used to do a feature called Open Mic. It's now called Second Stage, and it's become sort of a recurring occasional feature on our blog, but a way to feature great unknowns. And I don't know that I would have guessed that Six Organs of Admittance would still be around almost 10 years later. I think that was nearly 10 years ago that we first featured them, Well, I want to take us in a completely different direction. We've had some really nice, lovely music. I want to play something dirty and gritty and messy with an edge to it. It's by a band called Malachi. And I first saw and discovered Malachi at South by Southwest this past year, South by Southwest 2010. And it's just two guys. They were playing an outdoor set. It was freezing cold.
Which is unusual for Austin.
Yeah. This was actually the same day party series of short sets that included Villagers.
I remember that.
Yeah, and Villagers was the same thing where it was just freezing cold. But for Malachi, these two guys on stage, it honestly wasn't much of a live show in terms of, you know, there wasn't a whole lot to see. It was one guy at a computer and one guy at a mic. And I much prefer to have a full band playing. But it was absolutely captivating. And I'm not sure what it was, but the lead singer, who goes by the name of G, he just has one of the most interesting voices. And he was dressed like, he looked like a cross between maybe Tom Waits and something out of a Dickens novel. He had this long, heavy overcoat and a big top hat on, and he just sang with this growl, and I loved what I heard. And they had an album out that we never ended up featuring on the show called Ugly Side, or The Ugly Side, and I kept thinking, oh, I wish we had done that record. Well, they've got another one coming out back-to-back right now. It's called Return to the Ugly Side, and I want to play something from that. The song is called Mid Antarctica, Wearing Sandals.
Some wizards claim there's no faking, no potions, no way around the game. Some lizards there's no pain, they won't crawl for the very same. But I can go on wearing sandals in your their wasted
congratulations, Bob. You weren't wincing through that as much as I thought you would. What did you think?
I want to see it live. I think I find my moods at home when I listen to music is that's not something I'm going to put on this month, last month. Mood shift. Yeah. Life has many things to offer, and you'll notice. I picked three things today when we get to my last cut.
Uh-huh.
Acoustically based. And
so if we did this show tomorrow, would you have a completely different...
I mean, that's how I pick what I like. You know, it's often what feels right.
Malachi has this sort of trip-hop vibe that's sort of dark and a little creepy with some gritty beats to it. I respond to. I love that music, and I think that's what draws me to them.
I like the grit in the guitar probably most. What I think turned me off the most was the synth parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels very canned preset synthesizer sounds, and I have an allergic reaction to those things as a synth player.
It works for me. I'm driving fast to that song.
But let me hear the rest of the record sometime.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Okay. Listen, I've got something that's sort of cute, and I think it would be fun to go out on. So if you wouldn't mind taking a double turn.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I'm more than happy to play more of my music before we play any more of yours. But I know that you like this band, Telekinesis.
Oh, yeah.
And Telekinesis, Michael Benjamin Lerner. There's not a lot of really upbeat, buoyant, life-affirming pop music that I love. I'm just usually not drawn to that sort of thing. But that's exactly what Telekinesis is, and it works for me so well. And
is it the melody? Because
there's something. I don't know. It's more of a feeling. I guess it's just really smart pop. He has creative his lyrics, his poetry, very creative. He does have great melody. I love his voice. It just really captivates me in a way that most music like this doesn't. And fell in love with the last record. Telekinesis is coming out with a new record. And the album is called 12 Desperate Straight Lines. It's out February 15th.
We fell in love in the summer, but by the springtime we were done. Is it any wonder that I didn't run? No amount of equations could tell you what went wrong. See straight through you, we turn clear in the sun. Let's start all over.
Boy, I remember lying in bed as a kid listening to shortwave radio.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Right there. Anybody do that anymore?
I still have my shortwave radio. When I lived abroad for a while, I took it with me, even though you could get internet radio, and that's how I listened to it.
Well, I like that cut.
Yeah, I was listening to it, trying to think, what is it? It is. It's his voice and its melody. I love the range that he loved. It's so playful, and I love how he gets up to those higher notes before he comes back down, and... there's just so much celebration
very
in that
playful
voice.
Young Paul McCartney kind of sound.
Yeah,
right?
I can kind of hear that, yeah.
David Dundaro, one of our favorite people.
Yeah.
Boy, we've done so much with David
Dundaro.
We're
doing all we can, Dave.
We're right there with you. When you're home alone, we're there with you.
We're trying to get you out of your car.
And he's got another record, and it's a
quickly.
Lot.
I mean, he just had
that's
one,
right.
too.
Yeah.
I mean...
This is mostly covers, but not all.
Yeah.
The originals are really good. He does one, the album title, in fact, is called The Pre-Existing Condition, Rails on the Healthcare System. I'm going to play a cute one.
Well, what's it called?
Okay. The song's called Not Everybody Loves Your Doggy Like You.
And you know, it's only fitting that we close this show with David Dondero, since the last show we closed with Bright Eyes. And based on the comments we got on the show alone, you know, many people think that Bright Eyes is sort of a, you know, the cribs from David Dondero. They said, oh, well, David Dondero came first. And I think they're actually friends and have known each other a long time. And Dondero was on his label for a while. And
Bright Eyes would be the first to say that the voice he found was... He's grateful for Dave Dondaro for helping him.
He's never pretended.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dave Dondaro, I'm Bob Boylan.
I'm Robin Hilton. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. For NPR Music.
It's All Songs Considered.
Not everybody loves your doggy like you do. It's annoying when you're saying, hey, look how cute. I don't think that the dog gets as smart as you think. I think that the dog gets as smarter than you. It's true. Smarter than you. It's true. You stand with a baggie full of dog crap in your hand. You plan to let him off his leash, oh, but then he ran. Where'd he go? Your fuzzy little friend with a tail that wags. Where'd he go? Guess he just left you holding the bag. It's true. Smarter than you. Say please come back. You get a Scooby snack. You try, but he don't come back, cause he joined a wolf pack. He's gone. He's out running wild. He's howling at the moon. Long gone. Broke out of the jail that you call your bedroom. It's true. Smarter than you. Memories of the time he ate your brand new $1,000 couch. And memories of him licking his ass and then licking your mouth. He's good. How you had him so trained and well behaved. I remember when he stole the turkey from the table and he ruined the whole day. It's true. Smarter than you and me. Where'd he go, wonder? Where he went, where did he go? Where'd he go, wonder?